Good evening, freaks. This is Annika, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That was If I Were by Vlashti Bunyan from her album Look Aftering. And I didn't really know how to start tonight. We don't have a theme going, and it's just me. My co-host Eliza is not here because of Easter, and I was like, what even is Easter music? So the best I could get was choosing a song from an album with a bunny on its cover. So if you're interested in hearing more of things like that, you can go check out Look Aftering by Vlashti Bunyan. Very cute bunny on the cover. And as I was walking here, thanks to my roommate's message, I took a very good look at the moon. If you can right now, you should definitely go outside, look at it. It is so bright and full, and it looks like it's incredibly close to the ground, like it's fake or the moon emoji. So I thought it would be very fitting to follow that song up with a moon-themed song. So please enjoy Moonlight Serenade by Glenn Miller.
Thank you. till I found someone who laughs like you. I know somewhere spring must fill the air with sweetness just as rare as the flower that you gave me to wear. I'll look around, and when I found someone who sighs like you, just as rare as the flower that you gave me to wear. I'll look around, and when I've found someone sighs like you, I'll know this love I'm dreaming of won't be the old love I always.
That was I'll Look Around by Billie Holiday, and before that, you were listening to Moonlight Serenade by Glenn Miller. Next up, we have All I Want to Do by the Beach Boys. I've had this saved on multiple playlists, or I don't know, at least one, for a while, and I sometimes kind of just like add things, and I'm like, oh, I'll listen to it later because I know it's in this very convenient location, and then I don't really get into it, but finally, I've come around to this song. It's, I don't know, there's something really interesting about how it sounds so modern, and like, you know what, I'm gonna let you all judge for yourselves, but definitely a classic. Please enjoy.
Thank you.
That was Strange Encounter by Father John Misty off of the album I Love You, Honey Bear. And I'm really excited because I'm seeing him in the fall and I'm getting back into his music. I feel like it kind of ebbs and flows in my life, but I'm back. I'm back in it, especially this album. That man is so in love with his wife. I love to hear it. And before that, you were listening to All I Want to Do by the Beach Boys. And next up, we have another sort of beach-related song. This is Dark Spring by Beach House. But before that, I have a quick PSA for all of y'all. This is Numbers to Think About, Bitcoin Energy Costs. A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatts hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days. Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhone 12s. This has been Numbers to Think About from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. That is insane. This is a new PSA in our little binder, so I was very excited to read it. Very problematic of Bitcoins to be doing that. And on top of that, not sure if we're still doing this, but if you like what we are doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our donations drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform. And without further ado, this is Dark Spring by Beach House.
Thank you.
That was Linger by the Cranberries off of the album Everybody Else Is Doing It, So Why Can't We? I think I heard about this song because I was reading the book The Idiot by Elif Batuman. I really hope I didn't butcher her name. And there's this like scene where it's like this song is playing like in some sort of club and the main character is having a crisis and feeling very awful. but great song. And I sent it to my roommate last night, and she was listening to it, and she's like, I didn't realize the singer had so much twang. I don't know why that stood out to me, but I thought it was cute. And before that, you were listening to In Hell by Japanese Breakfast off of the album Jubilee. And before that was Dark Spring by Beach House. This past week, I've been reading Crying in H Mart for the second time, and that is written by Michelle Zauner, the singer from Japanese Breakfast, the lead. And actually, it was really interesting reading the book and then seeing lyrics from her songs pop up. And I really wonder, like, which came first, you know, or she's sort of like co-writing the album and the book at the same time. But specifically in Hell, there's a line where she's like, I snowed you in with hydrocodone. And she says like the same exact thing in the book, talking about just caretaking for her mother as she's dealing with cancer. Sorry, this is not very uplifting, even if it's from the album Jubilee. And interesting enough, she also has a song called In Heaven, which she released like 4 years before, I believe, off the album Psychopomp, which is the album that she wrote kind of processing like the death of her mother like directly afterwards. So if you're interested, definitely check out her music. And anything else? I don't think so. My aunt also, I'm just texting my aunt a minute ago, and she was saying she was listening to Beach House. I was like, oh my God, I'm literally playing Beach House on the radio. I guess we have a sort of hive mind going on, and my aunt has good music taste. Anyways, thinking back to the twang we heard from the Cranberries, I have picked a Big Thief song, Love, Miss Adrienne Lenker. This is Black Diamonds from the album Capacity.
So much coming in, I do not know where to begin. I just follow the lead you're pulling, and I get lost in your trail. So much more to tell, you just ask me if I'm doing. Swallow hard. In your eyes, black diamonds, like a diamond. Black diamonds. In your eyes, black diamonds, like a diamond. Black diamonds. When I wake up in a cold sweat on your ceiling, terrified.
Like diamonds, I could die.
That was Drew Barrymore by SZA from the album Control. I am playing that because my friend JoJo was like, I don't really listen to SZA. We were at some like 20th birthday thing yesterday, and then when the person turned 20, they started playing 20-something by the same, you know, from the same album. And I was like, I am going to play SZA on my show tomorrow because this is important to me. So there, it's happened. And before that, we were listening to Black Diamonds by Big Thief. And next up, we have a song by Sunlux, Mitski, and David Byrne. What a collab. This is called This Is a Life from a new movie called Everything Everywhere All at Once. This is playing at the end of the movie. Sorry, spoilers, but what? Just a bizarre group. I mean, I don't even know who Sunlux is, but just the idea of Mitski and David Byrne making a song together is really amusing to me. It slaps, and everybody should go watch the movie. Please enjoy.
This is a life free from destiny. Not only what we sow, not only what we show. This is a life.
Every possibility
from destiny.
I choose you and you choose me.
Not only what we sow.
1979 by the Smashing Pumpkins, a classic. I think I've played Cupid DeLock on the show before, but you know, thought it was time to revisit. And before that was Vox Celeste by Deer Hunter off of the album Weird Era Continued, and I thought they had an interesting sort of like similar dissonant guitar effect going on. I really need to get better vocabulary to talk about music because I find myself at a loss for words very often. I'm just like, this is good. I like how it sounds, but that's not really doing anything for you if you are listening. And before that, you were listening to This Is a Life by Sun Lux, Mitski, and David Byrne. The show is coming to a close, very sadly. This is definitely one of my highlights of my weeks. It's very nice to come in the studio and sort of have a routine. It's calming. Yeah. And next up, that's not even enlightening. Okay, anyways, next up is an album from an album I've been listening to nonstop this week. I was very much obsessed with it in high school and with this artist in high school, but he's made a resurgence in my life. And I was listening to his music in the summer as well. This is Igor's Theme by Tyler, the Creator, off of the album Igor, and it is officially 10:55 p.m., so I can do the station ID. This is Annika, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. Good night, freaks. This is Igor's Theme. Thank you.
mocked away.